Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Now start settling in. Okay, good. Now take a super deep breath in. And exhale. Once again, super deep breath in. And exhale. One last time, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay, good. Good. All right, so now bring up your sense of shame, the sense that, oh yeah, there is something wrong with me. I'm not good enough. I'm defective. Now, first notice what that's like in the body. Notice how that there's a certain pattern of what shame feels like as you hold it in the body. And now just sweetly bring awareness and consciousness to that pattern that's held in the body. You're not trying to get it to go away. Good. Now we'll come back to this a little bit later. Now, so once again, bring up shame and defectiveness. See yourself kind of run by, driven by shame and defectiveness. So see yourself in like a scene where you're really feeling the feeling that there's something wrong with you. Just feeling into that, noticing what it's like. Notice the emotions that are arising. Maybe there's like a franticness or an anxiety. Notice the thoughts that are coming up. Probably there's a little bit of thought spinning. Just notice that. That's right. Keep going. All right, and now we're going to investigate our coping modes. So there's all of these different ways that we cope with shame. One way is through kind of overcompensation. This is kind of like a fighting or a struggling or a trying to overcome. And we might maybe try to dominate ourselves, try to dominate others, dominate the feeling of shame, control, or something like that. So let's look for that now. How is it that you kind of fight against this shame? And just notice this. See if you can give a name to this mode or this part. And again, this is kind of more active fighting part. That's right. Just seeing this clearly. Now notice what this fighting part, where you're kind of fighting against the shame, notice what it feels like in the body. And also notice how this needing to fight against it really does feel necessary. It's like, I must fight against it. And then just see how that kind of runs a certain, we'll call it, operating script on the body and mind, and you just act it out that way. And now, notice how this has an effect on others. So when you get into this kind of, we'll call it, overcompensation mode around your shame schema, it has an impact on others. Just notice that. And also, no judgment here. We're being inner anthropologists. And notice how this impact on others changes your environment. And also notice how this overcompensation mode has an impact on you. Okay, that's right. Just seeing that clearly. Now also, this is kind of interesting. See how this mode of dealing with the schema, so dealing with your belief in your defectiveness, how it in a certain way might perpetuate the belief in your defectiveness. Go ahead and notice that. That's right. Good. Good. Now let's move on to your avoidance modes. So again, so feel into your shame schema, the sense that you're defective. And then notice how that sometimes you fall into more of an avoidance pattern where you avoid your emotions around this. You avoid certain situations. You avoid certain people. Go ahead and notice that now. Also notice how this avoidance mode is held in the body a certain way. You assume a certain bodily posture when this mode is present for you. That's right. Keep going. And now notice how being in this mode has a certain impact on others. Just see that clearly. This impacts others. It might be even positive and also negative ways, but no judgment here, just noticing. Again, we're doing inner anthropology. And now notice how when you kind of engage in this avoidance mode, it has an impact on you. It affects you a very particular way, maybe even affecting your mental states and your body a very particular way. Go ahead and investigate that. Right, just seeing all of this clearly. And now let's move on to our surrender mode. So this is when we're excessively surrendering, compliant, kind of when we fall into excessive resignation, where we're like extremely inactive due to the schema. So, you know, the schema of shame and defectiveness. So go ahead and investigate that in your own body and mind. What is that like? What are the scenes that come up when you engage in this surrender or compliance mode? That's right. And now see how this excessive compliance of yours has an impact on others and has an impact on your environment. Go ahead and study that. And again, no judgment, just investigation. See how your excessive passivity and compliance maybe allows or encourages others to be maybe controlling or directive around you or towards you in a way that doesn't really work well. That's right. Keep going. Now, what's it like in the body when you're, we'll say, holding this posture of surrender or excessive passivity? Maybe you feel a bit frozen or right, just seeing this. Okay, good, good. Now, so we went over three different coping modes. Now, what I want you to do is pick the coping mode, you know, the way that you kind of cope with this sense of shame, pick the one that kind of resonated the most with you, that you really feel like, oh yeah, I really need to go back and do more work on this. So pick one of those. So either overcompensation, avoidance, or surrender. And now we're going to look at this in various contexts. So when you are in this coping mode of yours around shame, what does your work life look like? Just contemplate that. Let's just see that clearly. That's right. And now let's move on. What's the impact of this mode, this coping mode, on your close relationships? So on your attachment relationships, how do you show up to your relationships when you're in this mode? That's right. Just seeing this and studying this. And again, no judgment, just investigation. And now, what are the impacts of being in this mode to your kind of broader social life? So not like close attachment relationships, rather your broader social life. That's right, just seeing this clearly. Okay. And now, let's move on to your internal life. So again, you've kind of engaged in your coping mode. Now, what does your psychology look like and sound like when you're in this mode? Okay, good. Now we're going to move on to the next piece. What are your personal explorations like when you're involved in this mode? So maybe you are hyper exploratory, or maybe you avoid your explorations, or you just maybe let somebody else do your explorations for you. But yeah, let's investigate that. What are your explorations look like when you're engaged in this mode? Okay. Right, just seeing that clearly. Right, now let's move on. Now, it's really important that we kind of look at things in a very fair and balanced way. And I think we only really kind of let go and move on when we've seen things completely within our own psyches. So now let's look at all the benefits of you engaging in this, let's say, otherwise somewhat problematic mode. So let's be clear on this point. You would not engage in this mode if it did not offer you some sort of benefit. So now, with a really open and kind of fair mind, investigate all the benefits and kind of, they're probably short-term, immediate type benefits, but notice the benefits of getting into this mode. It really does help you cope. Notice that now. That's right. And notice how for a part of you, it's not true for all of you, but for a part of you, acting out this mode, it feels necessary. Notice that now. Now, in a very similar vein, let's investigate the following. Notice how there might be a fear of how there could be an even greater suffering that would arise if you were not to engage in this coping mode. So notice that. I'm going to repeat it. Notice how there might be an even greater suffering that you're afraid of if you don't engage in this coping mode. Notice that now. Okay. Good. So now go ahead and dissolve that scene. Now what we're going to do is imagine stepping out of the meditation. So imagine that you stand up and step out of the meditation. Now you look back at the meditation. So to be clear, this meditation was about discovering kind of the underlying beliefs that make your coping modes necessary. And in this case, likely it was shame, the belief in your defectiveness. And then we integrated this. That means we brought it into conscious awareness. We looked at it. So now what I want you to do is now look back over the meditation. What was this like? What did you learn? What were the insights? You can even say those out loud. That's right. Good. Now, I want you to notice how this is the shame itself, the different coping modes that you use to manage it. It all feels a bit more integrated. There's a bit more peace and self-acceptance around this. I want you to really feel into that. And that there's even this quality of lightness. And now for just a moment, see yourself moving through your real adult life going forward, but unencumbered by this shame. So feeling a bit lighter because you don't have to deal with this shame to the same extent. Go ahead and develop that scene. See how everything feels a bit easier. That others greet you with a smile. That you have a good sense of healthy self-esteem. That's right. Good. Now making a deep impression of this. Okay, I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.